Hello. Hi. Hi, everybody. We are having a game scheduled at this stage right now. If you want to stay and play the game, it's going to be in English. So we're going to start very soon. If you want to stay, you're welcome to stay. If you don't want to stay, you can also stay and hang out. And the game is called Gnomic. It's not like any other game you've played. It's gonna blow your mind. You're gonna want to tell everybody about this game. Especially if you are a nerd in law or it's gonna be fun. And the fundamental idea of this game is about changing rules. So you make the rules of the game. So can I have a show of hands who's gonna stay and join the game? Yeah, yeah? If you wanna stay and join the game, would you come closer and take a chair or bench and come closer? Because that will involve a bit of talking. So if you want to stay and play the game, please come closer to me and sit in a circle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I mean, come closer if you want. Like, it's better that everybody sits in a circle if you want to join the game. Yeah. You can continue eating, having your lunch. Wow. A alpaca. Nice. Great. All good? Everybody who's gonna join the game? Nice. So I have the rules. There is an initial set of rules that I have it on a online notepad that if you want to look at it on your own device, you're welcome to scan the QR code. I think that will give you access, the viewing access to the notepad. Which I will show on a screen as well. But in case you want to have a reference in your hand, you're welcome to scan the QR code. Does it work?
Yes.
Good, great. Awesome. So I have the editing right to the pad. And the fundamental idea of the game is that every move every player plays is a suggestion of changing the rules. Okay, so every one of you, every player of you will participate by making suggestions to change the rules of the game. Okay, and there are two sets of rules, two types of rules to begin with. One is immutable rules, which means Mutable means you are able to change. And immutable rules means that they are not, you cannot change it, but you can make suggestion to move it to mutable rules. Then you can change it. Do you understand? What does it mean? Okay, so this is the mutable rules, and this is the immutable rules, okay? So the rules in the category of immutable rules, you are not able to change them to begin with. Question.
So which rules are immutable?
Here we can see the ones that begin with 101, these are immutable rules. And the ones that begin with 2 are mutable rules. Okay? So what it means is that when we start playing, if you want to change the rule of 101, you first have to suggest that we move 101 to the second box, which is here, 2-0. Question? Do you understand? So everything that starts with 1 are immutable rules, and they cannot be changed directly. You cannot say, oh, I want to change 1-0 something. But in the box of 201, they are mutable rules, and you can suggest to change them directly. For example, this rule that says one turn takes no more than 3 minutes, you can suggest to change it to one turn takes up to 5 minutes, let's say. Okay? But if it is in the number of 1 or something, whatever is in there, you have to say, okay, now we move them into this box before changing them. Does it make sense? Do you understand? Great. Okay, if you have any question, please ask at any moment. Yes, question.
What is the goal of
the game? What is the goal of the game? That is the best question. Exactly. What is the goal of the game? Normally, what is the goal of a game? Why do you play a game?
To win.
To win, right? To win. What does it say right now in this game, in the initial set of rules? Does it say anything about winning? Do you see a rule? Yes. Which one?
208.
What does it say?
The winner is the first person to achieve 100 positive
points. Yes. And it is in a box of mutable rules, right? What does it mean?
It can be changed.
It could be 50 points. And think wilder. Does it have to be points? It could be anything, exactly. What could it be? What would you like to have? You know, you can have 5 alpacas. Or? Make a suggestion. You can define the rules. It's your right.
The first person wearing a Hard Rock Cafe hoodie.
Exactly. The first person who wears a Hard Rock hoodie. Could it be? If you make the suggestion to change the rules and everybody votes for you, then yes, then you win. Do you get it now? What is the point of the game then? Yeah. Yes. What are the points? What are the... Yeah.
Currently, the rule is 100 positive points. And, oh, there are rules about points.
Exactly. There are rules of points. But they are in the mutable box, which means
they can be changed.
Does the game end? What do you think?
It doesn't say that somebody wins at the end. I would say no.
It doesn't say now in the current set of rules. Can it be said?
We can change it.
Yes. Yes, of course. So one more time, this is the barcode of the existing set of rules that if you want to have the reference on your device, that is the same as what is displayed on the screen right now.
You kind of need the reference on your device, I think.
You kind of need the device, yes, you kind of need it. And I will need some help with documenting the points, first of all, or do we do it on the honor system that everybody writes down their own points and keep track of their own points? What do you suggest? What do you prefer? Or do you want to have a public board that I display on the screen? A public board that would display on the screen? Okay. Which means then we'll have to ask for everybody's name and...
I mean, you basically just have to ask for people's names once they get points, right?
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, last step before we start the most awesome game of all games. We're gonna go through all the rules we have right now. Okay? So this is just the rules I wrote up from also previous players. And you have a loose set of rules that you can begin with. And now we can we read it out one by one? Yeah. Mutable rules. You can go louder.
All rules changed, proposed in the proper way shall be voted on. They will be adopted if and only if they receive the required number of votes. Every player is an eligible voter. Every eligible voter must participate in every vote on rule change.
Great. So there are some terms that are a bit more formal. If you don't understand, please ask. Okay?
103, no rule change may take effect earlier than the moment the completion of the vote that adopted it, even if its wording explicitly states otherwise. No rule change may have retroactive application.
104. Each proposed rule change shall be given a rank order number, ordinal number for reference. The number shall begin with 301, and each rule change proposed in the proper way shall receive the next successive integer, whether or not the proposal is adopted.
Six.
Mutable rules that are inconsistent in any way with some immutable rules, except by proposing to transmute it, are wholly void and without effect.
107. You're not playing? Okay. Are you playing? Oh, okay. It's also on the screen. Yeah, go ahead. Negative vote.
Answer.
109.
Whatever is not
explicitly.
Explicitly prohibit or hide or regulate by a rule, permit and unregulate, with the sole exception of changing the rules, which is permit only when a rule or set of rules acceptably or
implicitly. Does it make sense? What does it mean? Do you understand it?
Yes, I have the translation.
Nice, okay. Now, okay, so another set, mutable rules. 201.
Players shall alternate in clockwise order, taking one vote turn apiece. Turns will not be skipped or passed. Parts of turns may not be omitted. All players begin with 0 points.
202. One turn takes no more than 3 minutes, consists of two parts in this order. Proposing one rule change and having a vote. Throwing one die once and adding number of points in its face to once.
Score 3. A rule change is adopted if and only if the vote is anonymous among the eligible voters.
Yeah, that's a very important word. Unanimous. Do you know what that means?
Everybody has to vote for it.
Yes. A unanimous vote, it means that everybody has to vote for it.
204. If and when rule changes can be adopted without unanimity, the players who vote against winning proposals shall receive 10 points apiece.
207.
Each player has exactly one vote.
208.
The winner is the first person to achieve 100 points. At no time may there be more than 20 mutable rules.
210. I will have to ask you to move to the back. Yeah. And also you. If you're not participating in the game, may I ask you to move to the back? Oh, okay. You're charging. You don't understand it means that you cannot talk to each other about what rule you're gonna make unless you're teammates. Are there teams?
How do you create a team?
Currently
I have no teammates, I guess.
Currently you don't have any teammates. Exactly. You might have to make a rule about how to create teammates.
If two or more mutable rules conflict with one another, or if two or more immutable rules conflict with one another, then the rule with the most ordinal number takes precedence.
That means the lower number of the rule will be followed. All right. Is there any question at this stage after we've read all the rules we have on hand right now? Do you get everything? Great. And now we're escorting our two young gentlemen to the back of the room. Is this okay when the year? Do you want to join? No. Okay. All right. Now that everybody is ready for the game, and we shall start. Great. Do you remember how to start? Okay, let's say the youngest. We start from the youngest. The youngest hacker. In the room? Are you the youngest? David? Yeah? 14? Anybody younger than 14? No. Okay, 14. David, you start. You start. You can either suggest to move anything from 10-something to 20-something from the immutable rules. From the immutable rules to mutable rules, or you can suggest a new rule. Or you can say delete one rule, that's also fine. Or you can say modify any of the existing rules. Yeah, you can say anything, like from the 200 box. And I will make a timer because in case that you will take forever to decide, I will make a 3-minute timer. You would change rule 209 to?
More than 100.
Great. A 100? You sure? Okay. All right. Yes.
So, because we introduced a change with the number 301, it can't change 209? Or am I getting that wrong?
I mean, basically, we replaced the rule, right?
Yeah, so everything that comes now will start from 300.
But can a rule number 300 even change a rule with the number 201?
Yes, because once you change it, that one is gone.
Okay, so it's a replacement.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
All right, now remember how to get a rule passed? At this stage, what do we need? Yeah, we need to vote on it. And every player needs to vote on it. And we need a, what kind of vote? A unanimous vote. We need a unanimous vote to get it passed, okay? So now, let's vote on it. Who is for to change rule 209 to 100 mutable rules? Okay, we have one against it. So immediately it doesn't get passed. So yeah, another, yeah, exactly. So another rule we have is that we need to alternate in clockwise order, which gives us you.
Okay, then I would like to propose to change rule 203.
203?
I would like to change it to if and only if the vote is in majority in favor. So we no longer have to everybody agree on a rule change, but we would have to basically the majority has to be for it, and then a rule gets accepted. So we would change to a democracy from a consent-based system.
Okay.
If the majority of the eligible voters is in favor of
this, or votes in favor. Correct. Is this how you want to phrase it?
Vote in favor. So maybe vote in favor of the change. Entirely precise.
Yes. This is important. So a rule change is adopted only if the majority of the eligible voters vote in favor of the change. Vote. Now we have to vote. Does everybody vote pass? Yes. Okay. Gets adopted. Nice. Now you can roll a dice, which is here. I will start rolling and then. Wait, what do you want?
Can I roll a bigger dice?
Yeah, which one? Which one?
I mean, I could roll a 100-sided dice.
No.
No, 20.
Okay. And then you can say start. I'll click row.
Start.
Oh, you get 16. Okay.
No, you get to roll either way.
We didn't get, that's true. Say start. You got a 3. Okay. So now we can see in the set of mutable rules, which means that things can be changed, that rule number 203 is changed to rule 2301. Now it becomes a rule change is adopted if and only if the majority of the eligible voters vote in favor of the change. And right now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 voters and players. If we have more than 4 votes, then we get a rule passed. Okay? Great. Next one. We have one more player coming back. All right, okay. Do you want to, should we?
Skip me.
We skipped you last. Okay. Do you want to jump back in?
I think I'd rather watch because maybe I have to get back to.
Right, okay. Yeah, we don't have to change the rules to allow that. We can just go ahead and do that.
Okay. I just don't know what to do now.
Then it just says
okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, now. May I know your name?
Imi.
Imi?
Imi.
Imi. Imia.
Imia.
Imia. Email? Email. Email. Cool. Do you want to make a suggestion? Email. Yes. You want to create a new rule? Which is? Okay. Do we have something like that? We do not currently have any restrictions, so this is a new rule. At no time may there be more than 15 immutable rules. Okay. And now vote. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Pass. Okay, now we have so there is a rule that says if and when rule changes can be adopted without unanimity, the players who vote against winning proposals shall receive 10 points apiece. So that means you receive 10 points. Yeah, but before that, we need to roll the dice for email. Oh, wow, you get 20. Nice. And what's your name?
Timo.
Timo?
Yeah.
T-I-M-O?
Yes.
And you get, do you remember how many? 10 points. Just by being contrarian. Correct. What do we do in that case?
So because you're not playing, I would say you're not a player.
I'd say going out of the game and returning might make you a player.
But when you're playing, right?
I'm not sure.
So you can create a rule that states that the player is present and someone who's not present is not a player.
It's not eligible.
Violating this because we're just allowed to discuss something if we're teammates. And I guess that makes
us. But we don't
we haven't filed that, right? So
next,
so yeah, we have a bunch of useful rules for useless ones.
Good point. How do we resolve this?
We don't have a rule on that. I thought
we don't have a rule on that yet. A conflict.
But is there a conflict if there's no rule?
Is there a conflict if there isn't a rule? Good question.
I think we can make teams without rules, right? No?
Can we? Your turn.
It would be my turn to propose.
First, what's your name?
Monica.
Monica? Mitka?
Yeah.
Okay. And Monica, it's your turn. So based on the discussions earlier, what do other players want and what do you want?
I would propose a rule that there can be teams.
There can be teams? It's a new rule. There can be teams.
And the teams need to be announced at the beginning of each round and say for that round.
What's a round?
Each turn? Each turn. Yeah. So like every time a new player says something, that's a each turn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I meant one
round. One round.
Yeah.
One round. One round is one from the first player finishing till the last player and then starts again from the first player. That will be one round.
Needs to stop until you're back.
Or maybe the round.
Or am I not allowed to leave it?
Start with the last player from the game or something.
And it means that if you're in a team, then your teammate can go in your place and get a double vote.
What does it mean for them to be announced? Like, who announces a team? What if I announce everybody as a team and you announce no, just me?
Just to have a team and then you can fill it.
Okay, now you have to finalize your rule.
You want to play?
Here, new players, if you want to join, please come over here. Yeah. Yeah, I can put up the QR code again. This is the QR code of the rules set with the rule book that we're going with right now. You already scanned it? Cool. All right, Monica, now let's get back to you. Finalize your rule. Yes.
The teams are announced at the beginning of each round. And the rest I leave for the
team. Okay, we'll leave some ambiguity. This is how you want the rule to be?
I think I don't have more time for filling it with more details.
Okay. Shall we, is this the form you want to be voted upon?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, every player, time to vote. Okay, if you vote for, please stand up. Okay, we have 4 votes. No, that's not enough. I'm afraid that is not passed. That is not passed, so. However, who was against? David was against.
Wait, but just if it passes, right?
Sorry?
Just if it passes,
oh, that's true. You're right. It's not a winning proposal. You're right. My bad. Your dice. You get 11. Your turn. May I know your name?
Hannah.
Okay. Let's see, Hannah, what have you got? A new rule. It's also about creating teams. Yes. Okay. Right.
Our votes would be 4, but they would always be the same. Yes.
One player's team up.
The number of players votes doubled.
Team up. All teammates. I don't know how to use this keyboard. His points double. And their votes shall be consistent.
Must also or just votes?
Their votes, meaning that they have to vote on the same thing. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So each teammate gets 2 votes.
No, okay. We would have to vote on the same thing.
Yeah, but if you say there's consistent and each team member gets 2 votes, then it's just that. You have to spend their votes.
Okay. So, Hannah, you're suggesting a new rule one player's team up, each teammate gets 2 votes, and their votes shall be consistent.
Must be
consistent. Are there any questions? Confusions?
Very confused. Wouldn't this be a team of 2 players?
But we still can't form teams, right? We need the rule to form teams later, because this gets decided, nothing happens until we have a rule.
Is there a question answered?
Yes.
What is it? What's the answer?
A team of 2 players would get 4 votes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Can we change the wording so it says, like, when he must play up and their votes are consistent, then they get 2 votes?
Mmm.
Because this is like a... This is how I understood her proposal.
Hannah?
I wanted to change.
So I guess is what you meant, and I guess it's a question of what she meant, right? Because you're proposing. So did you mean that they have to vote the same thing?
Yes.
Or did you mean that if they vote the same thing, then their votes come double?
No, they have to vote. If we decide to vote, then they have to vote the same. Ah, okay.
It's a different thing.
So when players team up, their votes must be consistent, and each teammate gets 2 votes. Correct. All right. Every player, time to vote. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, we got majority.
Negative points, just 4.
So it gets passed. Now we have a new rule. When players team up, their votes must be consistent, and each teammate gets 2 votes.
And the players voted against
get 10 points. Could you, yes, Emil, do you have a question? Good point. Very good point.
Actually, I mean, not before we create this rule, but before it's valid, because this one has a lower number, right? So, we basically, if we agree on this rule, which we just did, we added the new rule, but for it to come into effect, you're right, we have to change the rule to also
vote. Exactly. Exactly. That's a very good point.
Maybe it's easier with the microphone for the audience?
Yes.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah. If you want.
What do we say the team? You use the word team instead of player.
But now my rule is voted on, I can't change it. But yeah.
For the next person.
Yeah.
Great.
As for the points, I think both of us, we lost our suggestion for a change, and I think we then have minus points, right?
Exactly. You should have minus points. So that was minus 10. Who can tell me how to? Okay. Wait.
So, if you propose a rule suggestion and it loses, you get minus 10 points. But if you vote against a rule that is then decided to come into place, then you get plus 10. So it basically incentivizes you to be contrarian on things where the majority is in favor.
Okay, yeah, so at the moment, the all good?
Yes.
Very good? Amazing. I'm glad you love the rules. Do you want to join the game? Great. Our chef is going to come back. You want to come on stage? Oh, this one? Okay. There you go. Yeah. There are some very devoted fans for the game. So just as a reminder that at the moment in mutable rules, we have some rules about the point system. One being, as Alex has suggested, that if you're a contrarian against the majority, then you are incentivized because, you know, not to say majority always have the best idea in mind for everybody, right? So maybe this rule is not good and you vote against it, but it still gets passed, but you will receive 10 points just because you're against it.
I have a question. Do we have a rule about when you can still change your vote? So if like thumbs go up and you see, oh, there's a majority, you turn your thumb down? Or
good point. Maybe someone is cheating. We don't have it yet, but you may think about it.
It's not cheating if there's no rule.
Exactly. Maybe it's not cheating. That's very true. Very good points. And another rule we have at the moment about points is that 206, when a proposed rule change is defeated, the player who proposed it loses 10 points.
And 103, right, says that no rule...
Yeah, so basically 103 says that no rule changed comes into effect before the vote is completed, which basically means that you can change your vote throughout because it just changes like the moment the vote is done. So the voting counts in that moment.
Yes.
So vote as late as possible. Shall we continue?
Shall we continue? Not yet, because Hannah hasn't rolled a dice. Oh yeah, there you are. We're gonna roll the dice for you. 6. And also before that, before we proceed, the people who voted against Hannah's rule will receive 10 points. That includes you. What's your name?
Sven.
Sven? Okay. Sven gets 10 points. Did you vote against it? Okay. You also get 10 points. Timo is a serial contrarian. And it is rule number
204.
204. It was voted by majority.
It was adopted, it's just not valid because there's a rule with a lower number that says a different thing, but it's in the rule set.
Then I lost count, but it wasn't.
No, it was.
Yes.
6 people.
Adopted meaning that it is being part of the rules now. No, we have 6 people with thumbs up. It was majority vote. All right, any confusions or misunderstanding? Nothing against this for this turn? Yes?
I also voted against it,
you voted against it. That was okay. Let's go again. Come again. You voted for it, right? And Hannah voted for it.
Yeah.
And Emil, you voted for it. You didn't. You voted against it. You voted for it. So that was 6 votes. And yeah, they all voted for it. But you also get 10 points. You voted against it. Emil as well. Both of you get 10 points. Okay. Now it is Sven's turn. Sven!
Well, yes. I'd like to go back to the rule 102 problem, and I would like to define or create a rule that defines that a player is only a player when he's present at the voting.
Okay, before you continue, remember there is a very fundamental rule that it is 102 is an immutable rule, which means that you have to move it to...
I don't want to change the rule. I want to define what a player is. I want to create a rule that defines what a player is. So that 102 still takes effect.
Okay, you want to define what a player is.
Exactly.
Which means you want to add a new rule.
Exactly.
In a mutable rule box.
The standard mutable rule box.
Exactly. You have to be very precise.
I'll try to be.
Great. Therefore, we have rule 304. That says a player is...
Suppose a player is only a person present at the voting can be a player.
Is a person present is and only is a person present at the voting round.
The vote.
At the vote.
At the vote.
I have a question. Do you mean voting or just sitting there watching
the vote? You can leave at any time, but if you're not present for a vote, you will just be skipped. You're not a player at that moment.
Because otherwise, if someone's not here,
we can't really do anything, technically. Well, yes, but it still says in 102 that every player must vote on every rule.
Like if 5 people get up and leave, you can't play anymore.
Yeah.
Right now, without the rule.
Yeah, that's the rule that I'm proposing. Are there any more questions?
Sven is proposing a new rule, every player. A player is and only is a person present at the vote. Is this clear? Okay. Okay, what is that? Okay.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 7, 4. Yeah. So we have 10 players right now and 7 votes for the change. And you get the rule passed. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You'll write a new rule, Sven. At the same time, we have 3 against it, right? David, Alex, and Timo. Serial contrarian, huh? So you get 10. David get 10. Alex get 10. And now, Sven, you roll the dice. 13. And we're going back to the rules. Now we have a new rule that says a player is and only is a person present at the vote. Okay? Good. Now moving on to the next turn. Timo, finally your turn. What are you gonna do?
A new rule, please.
A new rule, please. Okay.
If players are not on the seat or not involved in the game during the voting phase, the votes will be divided equally between the two results. In the event of a tie, however, the votes will not be continued.
Nochmal.
Kannst du einmal vor.
Ein bisschen langsamer. If a player is not on their seat during the vote, then that's not a player.
The votes will be divided equally between the two results. In the event of a tie, however, the votes will not be counted.
Their vote will be evenly divided.
I think you have to explain it a bit more.
Oh God, if you resist it on the other.
Doesn't it do nothing?
It does not, because it is contrary to the previous rule. Okay. Oh, thank you. If a player is not on there or not involved in the game, are not involved in the game during the voting phase, their vote will be divided between the two results, okay? In the event of a tie, however, the votes will not be counted, okay? Do I get this? Does it make any difference? Exactly. It doesn't matter. Timo doesn't care.
I had no time to think.
Timo has no time to. You have time to think. You can think right now. No, you refuse to think. Okay, it's different. It's not that you don't have time to think. You refuse to think. Okay, Timo refuses to think. As a serial contrarian, he refuses to think. Can he even refuse his own rule in his voting? Being a serial contrarian, I think he will.
We could make a rule that says Timo was not allowed to vote against things.
We totally can do that. You totally can do that. I cannot. Is there any clarification needs to be made? Any questions? Frage? Confusion? Dismissal? Anything? Okay, no more questions. Shall we begin the vote? Okay, let's vote on Timo's proposal. Rule 305. If a player is not on their seat or not involved in a game during the voting phase, their vote will be divided between the two results. In the event of a tie, however, the votes will not be counted.
He hacked the system because he now gets 10 points and loses 10 points, so he gets out of nothing.
I don't think he gets 10 points. It only applies in rules accepted.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry, then I was wrong.
Great. All right, the rule is not voted for, and hence we're going to delete it.
Now, can we keep it a cross-rule? So
Okay, we can keep it in. Well, we can do that. Just
It also says, rule 104 says that each rule change proposed shall receive the next integer, whether or not the proposal is adopted. So we need to keep record of the rules.
Correct. Correct. We need to keep it. So we need to keep the number as well.
And dice for Timo.
Dice for Timo.
Yay.
Yay, 13. All right, now our new player. Are you used to play?
My friend just sent me messages.
Okay. Do you want to continue play or do you want to?
Yeah, but I don't think it's
rules. You can make changes to the previous rules. You can
but
say
need to be present.
Or you can just say you can also delete any of the rules, existing rules.
I have an idea.
You have an idea.
That teams can be made
okay.
When one person asks a yes or no question and every person that says yes is a team, and every person that says no is a team. I think it would spice things up, basically.
How long would these teams last? Would they be until the end of the game, or just from one round?
I think that's a different rule, I don't know.
So I guess that once they form, they exist, right? If you don't have a rule, when it stops.
I don't think the mic likes me.
You're
just
overthinking.
Don't point it towards the speaker.
Yeah. Okay. Wait a second. I just need. I think this is. The computer is frozen.
I'm just gonna listen to my friend's voice memo real quick. I'll be right back.
You will be right back. Okay, can someone...
In 20 seconds.
Okay, in 20 seconds. Can someone help her to finalize the rule? Good points.
But she was a player when she proposed it, right? So
she has 3 minutes.
What is it?
Teams can be formed.
Can be formed?
By asking a yes-no question.
Ah. Painful, sorry. This. I don't know how to type on the German keyboard. Yes, no question.
Hey, I'm back. Ooh.
Interesting. Okay. And everybody?
And everybody that says yes?
Everybody says yes.
Maybe and teams are formed according to the side you took in the vote.
Okay, you have to talk to each other. It's not my role to get involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just worded different.
But I like the idea that you can also not answer and then you're not part of the team. Or you can.
Or you have
you
to
can't, but there is a rule that you must know. You must, there is a rule that you must know.
But then you have only two teams, and then your rule with that you get twice points applies equally to both sides and does nothing.
No, well, because it could be a team of two and a team of seven.
Yeah, but that's the fun. Yeah. That's the fun of it.
Yeah, but both will be doubled. So, and it would mean that the teams have to agree as
well. I think it would be fun. But I'm just thinking, could it also be fun that you don't have to say yes or no? But actually, no, I agree. You have to.
When you just go away from your sitting place, you are just a short moment, you're not a player, so you do not have to answer, and then you come back when all people answer, and then you are not part of a team, when I understand everything correctly.
Yeah. And then you're the only person whose vote just counts once.
So then it must say every player must answer.
Every player must answer.
And becomes
But I'm thinking, do we make an option possible to say maybe and then there's a person?
Yeah, I think that would be better when you could have three teams.
But that's a different rule proposal.
She's still making up
her mind how to put the vote. By who asking? Who asking whom? There is no subject in this sentence.
When it's your turn to suggest a rule, instead of suggesting a rule, you could
form a team. So,
you can just say, I want to make teams for the next project. Yeah.
Instead of making a proposal of a rule change, the player at their turn can make a team by asking a yes-no question to?
Yes-no, yes-no, maybe.
Is it a yes-no or yes-no, maybe?
Yes-no, maybe.
Yes-no, maybe. So what does maybe get you? If you say maybe I want to join your team.
The question cannot be, do you want to join my team? It has to be a completely off-topic question, basically. So, like, do you like cats or something?
Okay. To any other player?
Yes.
To any other player.
Is it allowed to lie? Allowed to lie?
And every player must answer honestly?
Yes. It's allowed to lie.
It's allowed to lie. Must answer, and they are allowed to lie.
To divide the players into groups.
Yeah. Can generate teams. To all other players.
And it should be generate, not general.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, they get to answer their own question and then join the team.
They get to ask and answer the questions.
Yes.
Yes.
Instead of making a proposal of a rule change, the player at their turn can generate teams by asking a yes, no, maybe question to all other players. And every player must answer, and they are allowed to lie.
Yes.
Correct? Teams are formed based on this mechanism.
I'm okay with that.
You're okay with this.
That's a great.
May I know your name?
Lily.
Lily with a I or Y?
Double L and a I.
And I, Lily?
Yes.
So, okay. So Lily proposed a very important rule based on the principle of fun. That 306, instead of making a proposal of a rule change, the player at their turn can generate teams by asking a yes, no, maybe question to all other players. And every player must answer, and they are allowed to lie. Teams are formed based on this mechanism. Correct. Let's vote. All right. Finalize, please. Okay, now the rule gets passed. And we have... you voted against it again, right? And what's her name?
Dimi. D-I-M-I.
D-I-M-I, Dimi.
Exactly, yes.
Great, you get 10 points as well. And Lily, you get to roll the dice. Where did the dice go? Do we close it? Yeah, here. Okay. Say start.
Start.
4. Okay. You get 4. Any other thing I'm missing? Who gets a point? Okay. All right. So now, we're going back to Dimi. Dimi, you're finishing the round in power. Come on.
I would create a new rule for
Dimi's gonna create a new
team
rule.
Making, because currently, not team making, the lifespan of teams.
Wow, the lifespan of teams.
I think with the current mechanism of creating a team,
mm-hmm.
it would be the best if a team would only be valid for one round, because there are these questions. The thing is, these questions, 306, they aren't asked, if I understand it correctly.
206.
Because in 202, there stands that first a rule is proposed and
yeah.
then a die is rolled, but not that these questions are asked. I hope you understand what I mean.
I do not.
Perfectly.
Does everybody understand what he means? We didn't amend 202 yet, no.
Could I maybe, instead of create a new rule, change 202?
Yeah.
Then I would add as a first point that happens, even before proposing a new rule, that these yes-no questions for the teams get asked.
Is this optional or do
you
have to?
Are you suggesting a change to 306?
To what? To what?
306.
No, 202.
Yeah, 202.
That first these
okay,
yes
so
no
you
questions.
Want to move basically you want to move 306 to 202.
Basically I want to include 306
into 202.
Yes.
Incorporate 306 into 202.
Yes. That it's
So, which is different from what you said earlier about the lifespan of a team.
Yes, it's different. I had a new idea.
Okay, you have a new idea. Demi has an idea to incorporate 306 into 202. So instead of making a proposal that it is a compulsory. Yeah. But then that means that.
I think it would be nice if it is mandatory. So you must, as the very first step of each round, you must ask a yes/no question to build teams to spice it up.
To spice it up.
That's a good reason.
That's a very good reason. This is exactly what the game is for. We need more spice. It's too bland at the moment. I'm bored. Okay, so, but that means you have to think about the consequence of that is that each turn there will be a new team forming.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
He can edit just 202, and in the edit he adds basically what's said in 306, and adds, for example, the lifespan also to the things he's adding to 202.
It's part of it, yeah. So. One turn takes no more than 3 minutes, consists of three parts in this order that you first have, you have the player at their turn, can generate teams by asking a yes, no, maybe question. Must generate teams by asking. And each room must answer, and they are allowed to lie. Each team. But then you don't have to formulate the lifespan of the team because automatically at every new turn, new teams are formed.
We have a
condition
team meeting thing for our Jugendhekt group, a small group of a few people every day to this time. And then we would go away for a few minutes, many minutes, and aren't players this time. Sorry.
Should we make an intermission of the game? Do you want to finish your rule first?
Yes. So, 3, 4, 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
First, you have to ask a yes/no question to generate a team. Then, the original steps of 202. Would come proposing one rule change and having it voted on.
Mm-hmm.
And then the throwing one die once and adding the number of points on its face to one score.
Yeah.
Yes. That would it. The new proposal.
Okay. Let's vote. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Okay, your rule gets passed. Great. So now we have 202. This gets written over. Oh. Okay, now shall we continue or do you want a break? Continue? Vote? We need a majority vote for this. Do you want to continue? Or we need a unanimous vote for this? Yeah, like the game is on pause right now.
So we want a 10-minute break?
A 10-minute break?
And then we meet here
at 10 to 3?
Yeah.
Okay, we meet back here at 10 to 3.
And the slot is until 4, right?
The slot is until 4.
Or is it until
3? Until 4. But my suggestion is that now we take a 10-minute break, and when we come back, please spice up the game. Right? I think Lily has a very, very good point that it has to be fun.
I mean, there's 13 minutes right now until 10.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I do. I can take you. Yes.
Hi. Hi. All right, we're going to resume the game. Are there any new player? We have one new player. Anybody wants to join the game? We're going to resume.
Yes.
Great.
My spot is gone.
Your spot is gone.
But I'm back.
But you are back. Great. Anybody else? We're going to start a game. No mech? No more no missions? Okay. Now we're going to start. You can have the microphone back. There's one over there. Okay, welcome back. The second round of no mech. And we have exactly two more new players. And the rules are here. That you can,
I've read through them a bit.
Great. So here are the rules. And the basic rules are, there are two sets of rules. One is immutable, one is mutable. And you have to make proposals at each turn to either change the existing laws or make new amendments. And then everybody has to vote on it. And we're currently at a position where everybody has to vote on the change of rule. And if you get a majority vote, then the law gets passed. Okay? So now we are going back to... Alex? Correct.
Yeah. Were you younger than, or is that a question?
Yes, got Alex the dice rule.
Say it again.
Has he get the dice rule? For
has
the points?
Who?
The
Demo? Dimmy?
Yes.
Good point. He didn't. Should we roll for him? Exactly. That's a good point. That's a very good point. I'm afraid we have to lose him.
Spoiler
time to
alert.
Say goodbye?
Yeah. Should we be silent for a minute?
No.
For the loss of a player? No. Yes, but we lost a player. Alex, go on, your question.
Okay, my yes, no, maybe question is, were you younger than 12 years old when you got your first computer?
The first question is, the question Alex asks is, were you younger?
Whoever was younger than 12 years old, first computer, raise your hand. We are the yes team.
You're the yes team.
Who says no?
Lily and Hannah.
Who says maybe?
Wait. Emil and Monica just came back. You wanna join back the game? Okay. All right. Quickly catch you up. So you can sit there. Emil, you have to sit next to Quickly catch you up, Emil and Monica, that now we're beginning a new round, and Alex starts by asking the yes, no, maybe question. And her question was, were you older than 12 years old when you got your first computer?
Younger.
Oh, sorry,
were
younger.
You younger than
were
12?
You younger than 12
years old?
Years
old or younger when you got your first computer?
Yeah.
Okay, again, who is yes?
Yes.
Who was younger than 12 or
younger 12? Than 12 when you got your first computer?
Who was older than 12 or 12?
Older, okay.
Okay, who was maybe older than 12? Okay, so you're the maybe team.
So we have three teams now.
Yeah,
okay.
As a reminder.
Now, a reminder of the team rule is that when players 303, when players team up, their votes must be consistent, and each teammate gets 2 votes.
But we also have the rule that says that each teammate gets 1 vote.
Yeah, and prior to that, we have another rule that says each player has exactly 1 vote. And it is number 207, which means it's a lower number, and that means it takes precedence. And we will go by 1 player, 1 vote. But the other one, that your votes have to be consistent, still rules. Okay? So now we're getting a new proposal from Alex.
So the team rule is invalid. We just have a team that does nothing. Okay. I would like to propose an alteration.
An alteration of?
Of rule 208.
Rule 208.
Which is the winning condition.
Yes. That's a very good change of rule.
And I would like to change it to the winner is the last person to propose a losing rule. Or a rule that did not, how is it called? A rule that did not get voted for by the majority?
A losing proposal.
So is it? Not adopted, okay. So maybe the winner is the last person to propose a rule that did not get adopted.
A losing proposal.
Can you just write what I'm saying,
yes,
please?
I'm sorry.
A propose rule that a rule did not that get is adopted.
Not adopted.
That did not get adopted.
That did not get adopted.
At the moment the game ends. Period.
Which is at 4.
Which might be, no, that's not a part of the rule. It might be at 4, but
okay.
The rule just says at the moment where the game ends.
Okay. It might continue.
Is there a question?
Is there a question? Lily, question.
Yes. That is up to the next rule changes. Because you're all allowed to propose a rule, and we do not have a rule when the game ends yet. We might have the external condition that it ends at 4 p.m. But the rule that I'm proposing just says that the winner is the person who lost the last proposed rule at the time when the game ends. And somebody after me might want to propose a rule on how the game ends or when.
Finalized? Is the proposal finalized?
Questions?
Are there any more questions? No questions, no objections. Now we're going to vote.
I've got a question about the voting process now, because we just decided that team votes must be anonymous.
Yes.
And how do we achieve that?
Good question.
But we also said that So we have two rules that are in conflict with each other, right? Each person has just one vote. Each player has just one vote, and each player on the team gets two votes. And the rule with the first number takes precedence. So basically, everybody has just one vote.
Exactly.
Right, so we do.
But they have to be consistent.
Do they?
Yes, we have a rule that it has to be consistent.
Oh, because that part of the rule is not in conflict with...
Exactly.
Right, so, okay, everybody who got their computers before age 12.
No, I'm not sure about that yet. I do not know the number, but there is a rule that says that rules might be totally void if they conflict with something. I'm not sure about the exact...
And you don't mean 211?
I mean rule 106, that rules might be void and without effect if they conflict with immutable rules.
With some immutable rule.
Is giving every player a vote and just one vote an immutable rule?
No. It's a 207, so it's a mutable rule.
Okay, now I suppose we have to figure out how to vote anonymously in a team.
Yeah, so the
there is a suggestion in the rule 210. Players may not conspire or consult on the making of future... Oh, no, sorry, that's not future. But you may discuss among yourselves.
So I would propose we divide by space and discuss within the teams how we're voting. And we have 3 minutes, right?
Okay, I think Lily switch seat with Alex. Alex, go sit where Hannah is. Hannah moves to where Lily is. Okay, or you just go join them.
So, young computer people. Is anybody against... I think it opens the game up a bit, honestly. Like, because we don't know what's gonna happen. That's basically my argument in favor, because we don't have a defined set point where the game ends.
We do.
No. This is the one that we...
You have exactly 1 minute to decide.
Yeah, so we don't have a rule on when the game ends. So somebody else will have to make a rule on when the game ends. Because right now we don't have an end point for the game. The winner.
But this rule is being replaced.
This is... We are striking this rule. This is not going to exist anymore. Yeah, so that rule is not going to exist anymore, and we don't have, the points don't matter right now, and basically the first...
It still doesn't define when the game ends.
No, and this is what... But you can propose a rule that defines when the game ends.
You still can't, without adopting that one, and still making the winner the person with 100 points. You could.
No, you cannot, because that's the rule we're replacing.
The rule doesn't mean that the game ends, and plus you can...
This rule is also...
So you're essentially against just replacing them. You want to keep both.
I want to keep two ways.
Time's up. All right, now we have to vote.
I think we're stuck in that case, and then we're going to argue for a while until we figure out what to do.
You have to make a decision. Now,
wow.
Well, what happens if the team doesn't vote unanimously?
We would have to leave the game.
You have to
So can we not vote then?
It must be consistent.
But what happens if it doesn't?
We made it pretty undefined rule.
Well, what happens if you don't obey the rules? Would that just be considered cheating?
I mean, then the rule change doesn't happen.
You have to interpret it your way.
I guess that happens when you make laws without teeth. Like, if you just say, this is forbidden, you must do this.
Exactly, you must do this.
It's up to the subgroup to define their own rules and...
Yeah, but then everybody, because we already know who's in favor and who's not in favor, then those two will say, okay, we're against the process. Because this is what voting is.
I think we had a pretty big step back when we returned anonymous voting into the groups after we abolished.
All right, time to vote. Time to vote. Now, Lily, on your own, against. You're together? Okay, you're one team. Okay, you're against. You're for. And now.
And we're inconsistent.
we're inconsistent.
You cannot be inconsistent. You have to be consistent. You must be consistent.
Okay, so you guys are blocking. So what?
We're kind of vetoing it right now. Yeah.
But what happens if I'm not consistent?
It's not fine.
It's not allowed.
It's not allowed.
So what?
You have to finish each other.
You have to vote inside of the team.
Exactly.
Yeah, we did this already.
And you have five people. That's impossible that you don't.
Yes, we voted, but they don't obey this rule.
Yeah, I mean the majority
inside.
Is in favor, but
yes. And the minority is against this rule.
They cannot. They cannot. You rule over them. Your majority.
Do they though? Because why? In teams, it's
technically
unanimously, I think.
Yes. In order to keep the game going, now we have to interpret the rule to the current set of rules this way, that the majority rules.
I guess you could say overruling. So a majority.
You can appeal.
Appeal.
Yeah. To the false judging of the judge. For now, you can also appeal to that. I don't have to be the judge. You can also replace me and you be the judge.
I think that's a pretty bad way to end the game.
That's not an immutable rule. Like, you can literally change that same rule in the next
game. I also don't have to vote for it now, but I don't think it's good. I'm fine with being overruled. I just don't want to vote for that rule though. I'm fine being overruled in the groups. If that's the way we decided this for now, before we get a fixed rule, then fine.
I basically don't want to have this discussion until 4.
What you would call Fraktionszwang.
Okay, in order to. I hear a point, and that's a very good point, and remember that. We will always have conflicts and differences in interpreting the laws, and you can create procedures to appeal to the decision, and you can also try to persuade your team members. There are different ways to resolve this, okay? But for now the decision is that the majority votes win.
I guess our voting as a group is positive.
Positive. The rule gets passed.
Internally.
All right.
Well, we can change. The teams will be changed at the next session.
You do you want to sit over there? Yeah.
Who needs the mic? Oh, you've got.
Yeah. So resume your seat. Lily, go back, because we need to have the clockwise order. You are next, and may I know your name?
James.
James?
Yes, with a big M.
Oh.
We didn't do the dice roll.
No. Not yet.
Also, we should give the points to the opposing team.
Stimmt. Dice throw, 10. Alex, you have 10, and that was Emil and Lily gets 10 more points. Oh, now we have Demi and David back. So, great.
Wait, why do I get 10 points?
Because you voted against, wait. Yes, you voted against the winning proposal. Even though the points are irrelevant now. Good point. So, for now, okay. All right, welcome back, Demi and Divot. And this is the second round of the game, and the judge encourages everybody to spice up the game because we have the venue until 4 p.m. and we have exactly 49 minutes to go. And remember, you are making the rules yourself.
And is the next question a yes-no question?
Yes, you begin with asking yes, no, maybe question, any question, and people are allowed to lie.
What was your first computer black? Was your first computer black?
James' question was your first computer black? Yes? Okay, when you answer yes, go to my left-hand side. When you answer no, go to my right-hand side. Okay, so the other way.
And maybe?
Maybe is in the middle. Maybe stays on the couches. This is yes. Stage right is yes. Stage left is no.
Okay.
Okay? Okay, new teams are formed. Great. Now, James, you're making a new proposal.
A new proposal.
Mm-hmm.
The game ends at 4 p.m.
The today. Game ends at 4 p.m. today.
Today. Middle Eastern saving time. This was here. Location time. So.
Middle Eastern summer saving time.
Yes.
Summer time.
Yes. Today.
Today is 17th of August.
Is the calendar we use already defined in Middle Eastern time?
How are we using
Gregorian?
Okay,
can I change it?
Yes, you may change it.
The game ends when we our time at the stage is up. So when we need to leave the stage for the next talk.
Yes. Which is this.
Yes. I would say also. Yes. Can you change the wording?
Yes. The game?
The game ends when we need to leave the stage. Where we are right at. No, right at. Where we are now. Yeah. Okay. This is my final answer.
Okay, this is your final. Shall we vote? Do you need discussion among the teammates? Okay, now we give you 1 minute. For your information, this is a game called Gnomic, and each move of the game is a change of rules.
everybody make suggestions of the rule changes, and then we'll vote on it. But this is also arbitrary because you can also change that. So if you want to join, you're welcome to join. Just find a seat in the closer circle. One round. It's the best game. Trust me. If it is not, then it's your own fault. Because you're making the rules. Time's up. Okay. Repeat, James' suggestion of new rule 309 is that the game ends when we need to leave the stage where we are red at. Now we start to vote. And that's four against. You are 4-4. That's against. So the rule sadly doesn't get passed, I'm afraid. You may resume your seat, and we'll continue the next turn. So the next one comes back to Emil. What have you got? I repeat that the second round should be spicy and fun. Go ahead, no pressure. Emil, wanna? Are you making a new rule? Are you making an amendment?
Yeah, a new rule.
A new rule.
Maybe the.
No, you have to start with a question, that's true. Good point. You have to ask the yes, no, maybe question. Rule number 307. One turn takes no more than 3 minutes, consists of three parts in this order.
Can we set a timer?
Yes, we may set a timer.
Who likes guinea pigs? Yeah, do you like guinea pigs?
Do you like guinea pigs? Yes, no, maybe. You may lie, remember, you may lie. Yeah. The more you like it, it's a gradient. It's not a yes, no, maybe question anymore. All right, okay. Now, Emil, you may make the new rule proposal change. The new rule change proposal. No, you cannot. That's her. That's their turn.
Maybe we put this alpaca somewhere in the chair, and the game ends when child touches it.
The game ends when.
Child touches the alpaca.
The alpaca?
So?
The game ends at the alpaca?
No, we put the alpaca somewhere on a chair where a lot of people walk by, and if a small child touches it, and the game ends.
The game ends when we put the alpaca somewhere on the chair and the child touches it.
That chair.
This chair.
And
hello. Do you want to? Which child? Some child. Define child. Are you a child? What?
Younger than 10?
Younger, any, okay, any child younger than any child younger than 10 touches it.
This chair.
In the chair. Could you bring the chair in the middle of the stage? All right, the game ends when we put the alpaca somewhere.
You know?
All right, we have to vote now. The rule change being, the proposal is the game ends when we put the alpaca somewhere in the chair, this chair, and any child younger than 10 years old touches it. Okay? Shall we vote? So this is one team? Three of you? And your vote is? Four. You like it. Okay. This is a big team in the middle. Your decision matters. You're also for it. Okay. Not to say that your decision doesn't matter, but it doesn't. There is a rule, you get 10 points.
But no, who knows?
Yeah, they make the rules in the future, but they were very, very relevant again.
Okay. All right. The rule change from email is adopted. And James, you get 10 points just by being a contrarian. Yeah. Be a rebel. Yeah. Okay, now we have to roll the dice.
Are you eating?
And we have to move. Please move. Okay, you say start, I will roll the dice.
Start.
Oh, sorry. Again. Oh, it's coming. It's coming. Seven.
Wait, can we change the chair or no?
Can we move the chair?
Move the chair. You may move the chair. You may hold up the chair.
We are very good to move the chair.
Can you hold the child?
Can someone hold the child?
Yes. Put it up here.
Wow. There's a free ranging. It's coming. He's coming.
It's just me in the chair.
All right. Okay, we have a new. Resume your seat, please. Every player, resume your seat, please. A new turn. That was a winning proposal from Emil. And the next one, Monica.
My proposal is to put the chair. I have to make a question, right?
Yeah. You have to make a question, exactly, first of all. Okay, don't be distracted, Monica.
Okay. Who likes chocolate with a salty caramel?
Salty caramel chocolate lovers. Yes, no, in the middle. Salty caramel chocolate lovers. Yes, no, in the middle. All right, I announce that the game has ended.
We do not have a rule for a winner, though.
We do have a rule for the winner.
We do.
The winner is the last person to propose a rule that did not get adopted at the moment when the game ends, which was James. His proposal was the game ends when we need to leave the stage when we are right at. Yes. Okay. It is the end of the game, everybody. Thanks for playing. And if you want to continue, we can find another time.